it's Randy Miles. I am on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. So that means it's Take Control Tuesday and the holidays right around the corner, Thanksgiving in particular. And Mansa, we're talking about having those conversations during the family gathering. And I'm not talking about the kind where you end up fighting and throwing food at each other, but hopefully it doesn't turn to that.
Right. I mean, you know, one of the things that at holiday times, as you said, is families do get together. And it's a good time to address some things that we should address as a family unit. And for one thing, that would be estate plans. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody over 18 needs to have a will. But what's going to happen if things happen? The point is you want to have the conversation now while everyone can contribute. Because, Randy, the worst time to have the conversation is during a crisis.
Right.
After someone has passed and there's no plan or documentation in place. So we encourage people to do that. Now, you don't have to swallow the whole elephant in one bite, as they say. Just get the process started. We give you some tips on how to do that on our blog post at moneysmartlife.org. Just click on the bingeable blog post button right on the homepage. Mm-hmm. It'll take you right to it. But listen, here's another thing that families can do since everybody's gathered around, and that's share passwords. Now, for Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, many of these streaming services allow multiple profiles and the families can get together and you guys can maximize those profiles and reduce costs. Now, once again, we can't go into a lot of detail here on the show, but we encourage you to go to the blog post, moneysmartlife.org. We have a list of all the most popular streaming services and what their multiple user policy is. The links are right there, so you can get the information. But once again, working together as an extended family unit can lower everybody's overall cost and actually expand access to entertainment.
This is really exciting to me because I'm a big Disney fan, and I know that my grandkids are as well. So I could share my profiles. This is some good information, Mansa.
Absolutely, yeah. Disney allows 7 profiles. They're the most generous of all. So, yeah, and there's no reason for anybody else to pay for them if you have vacant profiles available.
Absolutely. Well, again, go to moneysmartlife.org. You can catch it on Facebook, also on YouTube, on my website, and you can go to takecontroltuesday.com.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.